this podcast is for you, the modern man. I'm Dr. Anne Truong, your host. I'm an intimate health medical doctor and best-selling author of the book, Erectile Dysfunction Fix. I'll do a deep dive into sexual health and performance and how it affects men of all ages and backgrounds. So let's get started and be sure to visit my website at sexualhealthformenpodcast.com for more information and resources from the show. See you on the inside. Hello there, modern man. I'm Dr. Anne Truong. I've treated over 7,000 men with ED. What if I told you that your morning wood is actually a diagnostic test your doctor should be asking about, but probably isn't, and that ED could save your life by warning you about your heart attack and you can get 3 to 5 years before it happens? Well, most men think that ED is just a bedroom problem, but today, I'm going to reveal 5 critical things your doctor probably never told you about ED that could literally change how you understand your health. And if you stick around until the end, I'll tell you why bicycle seat might be causing permanent damage to your penis. Now, I've treated over 7,000 men with ED. I've seen how the medical system often treats symptoms while missing the big picture. What I'm about to share with you isn't conspiracy theory. It's published medical research that somehow never make it to the average doctor's conversation with you in the office. Secret number one, ED as the heart disease warning. Your penis is actually trying to save your life. Yes, guys, listen to this. What most doctors won't tell you or doesn't know is that ED is often the first warning sign of heart disease, sometimes appearing 5 to 7 years before a heart attack. The arteries in your penis are only about 1 to 2 millimeter wide, while the artery in your heart are 3 to 4 millimeter wide. So the plaque or the decreased blood flow start building up in your penis first because it is the smallest. So it's like a canary in a coal mine. Your erection problems are actually your heart system sending you a red flag. Studies have shown that men with ED have more than double the risk of heart attack event than men without ED. Yet somehow many doctors immediately order medication for you before they even order a test such as a stress test or check your heart when you complain about erection problem. Most just hand you a pill and send you on your way because you need to make sure your heart is okay before you do anything. So get your blood work checked, guys. Secret number two, the pelvic floor connection. Kind of like the French connection, but the pelvic floor connection. This will blow your mind. The pelvic floor muscle. You know, I've been talking a lot about that. The pelvic floor muscles are these muscles right here, right? This is called the bulbospongiosum and the ischiocavernosus right here. They're small but mighty muscles. They are critical for erection. Most doctors don't even talk to you about them. You may not even know they exist, but their function is to help you trap the blood in your penis so you can continue to have an erection and have a firm erection. But these muscles sometimes are too tight. They may even restrict blood flow or that they're too weak. So then the blood drains out too quickly. So think of it like this. You're going to have perfect plumbing, but if the valve doesn't close properly, you can't maintain pressure for a firm erection. That's why pelvic floor therapy has been shown to help ED. But when's the last time your doctor talked to you about pelvic floor therapy or doing Kegel exercises at all? Probably never. So check the video where I talk about how to do your pelvic floor therapy. These muscles should be more important than your biceps and tricep, guys. Start doing your Kegel exercise. Watch this video. Men struggling to stay hard, most of the time it comes down to poor blood flow. That's why I put together the Good Morning Wood Smoothie, a nutrient-packed blend designed to restore blood flow naturally. My patients often notice improvement in just a few weeks when they take this part of their daily routine. Click the link below to get the recipe and start boosting your blood flow and firmness today, or go to goodmorningwoodsmoothie.com. Secret number three, venous leak reality. There's a condition called venous leak that makes Viagra and Cialis completely useless, and most men waste years trying medication that never worked for them. Imagine trying to inflate a tire with a hole in it. That's venous leak. Blood flows into your penis just fine, but it drains out through the faulty veins faster than it comes in because the veins cannot be compressed totally. So no amount of medication can increase blood flow if you have venous leak. However, the penis pump will help with this, because the penis pump will help you compress the vein to maintain the blood in the penis. Now, venous leak affects 1 to 2% of men under the age of 25, but 10 to 20% of men over 60. So the diagnosis requires specialized testing called penile Doppler ultrasound. So how many of you have ever had this test? Most doctors just keep prescribing higher doses of the same medication that can't possibly work for this condition. So make sure you get your penile Doppler ultrasound test, okay? Secret number four, cycling damage. What it is that your bike seat could be causing permanent nerve and blood flow damage to your penis. Up to 91% of cyclists experience numbness in this area called the perineal area. And long-distance cyclists have about 19% incidence of ED. So your bicycle seat put direct pressure on the pudendal nerve right here and compresses the blood vessel that supplies the penis. So this area is called the perineum area between your anus and your scrotum. And it contains all the critical nerves and blood vessel for sexual function. So traditional bike seat crush this area for hours. Research shows that you need at least 60% reduction in the pressure in the seat to prevent damage. So sometimes the seat now are with a hole in it, so there's no pressure on this perineal area. So no saddles reduce the pressure by 71% and increase penile oxygen level. Yet, how many bike shop or doctors mentioned this to you? So even standing on your pedals every 10 minutes can help restore blood flow. But most cyclists have never been told this simple technique. Okay, modern man, if you're struggling with weak erection, low energy, the food you eat could be the big part of the problem. One of the best research-backed ways to boost circulation, support healthy testosterone, and improve sexual performance is the Mediterranean diet. It's packed with food that opens up your blood vessel, lower inflammation, and fuel your hormone naturally. I've seen men notice real improvement in both energy and erection within weeks when they shift to this style of eating. So check out the Mediterranean diet link right here below and get that as soon as you can. Stronger testosterone and better erection. Secret number five, morning erection is your diagnostic value. Your morning erection are actually a sophisticated diagnostic test that most doctors completely ignore. Healthy men get 3 to 5 erections at night during REM sleep, or the sleep when you dream, each erection lasting about 30 to 60 minutes. Yes, guys, if you have 5 erections at nighttime, that's like 3 hours of an erection. So this happens during REM sleep when your stress hormones are decreased, allowing erection-promoting hormones to take over. And it's your body ways of exercising your penis. So here's the key. If you get normal erection but have trouble during sex, you likely have psychological ED. If you've lost morning erection completely, you probably have physical problems like heart disease, high blood pressure, diabetes, or hormonal issue. This is the gold standard for diagnostic information available for free every morning. Yet doctors or you never asked about or never thought about it. The doctor should be asking you, how are your morning erections? Just like they ask about your sleep and appetite. A sudden loss of morning wood should trigger immediate cardiovascular screening. So let's connect the dots. Here's what ties all this together. Eating isn't just about sex. It's a window into your overall health. Your doctor should be using erectile dysfunction as a vital sign, just like your blood pressure and temperature and heart rate. When we understand that erection problems can signal heart disease and have different underlying causes that really require different treatment, then we can provide diagnostic information for your health status. We can finally address the root causes instead of just masking the symptoms. If this information is valuable to you, hit that like button and help other men find this content. Subscribe to the channel and share this with somebody that you think will benefit. If you want to take control of your sexual health instead of accepting ED as part of aging, subscribe and ring that notification bell. It will mean the world to me. Now, remember that you are not alone. You are not broken. There are alternatives to ED besides just medication and implant. That's why we created the Modern Man Club. It's a safe and a discreet space where men with ED gather, support one another, and coach with me on how you can get out of ED to sexual performance again. Check out the Modern Man Club at noedman.com and know that your penis pump is your best friend. Check it out at ednomore.com. So comment below. Let me know what do you think about this episode. Let me know if you're getting morning erection or not as well. So check it out, and I'll see you in the next episode. Okay, modern men, you are not alone, and you don't have to suffer anymore. ED can feel isolating, frustrating, and even defeating. The endless guessing, the quiet shame, the weight of not feeling like yourself. It's exhausting, but here's the truth. You are not broken, you are not alone, and you don't have to figure this out alone anymore. The Get Wood Now Boost Program is your step-by-step path to sexual confidence and restoration. No more suffering in silence, no more trial and error, just real solution, real result, and the confidence you deserve. It's time to take back your power on your term. Let's get this journey started together. Check out the course at getwoodnow.com. I'll see you there. Thanks for listening to the Sexual Health for Men podcast. If you love this episode, then please take a screenshot on your phone and post it on Facebook, Instagram, or wherever you post. And be sure to tag me and let me know why you like this episode and what you like to hear in the future. That will help me know what's great for you, and I would love to give you the most incredible free gift designed to help you improve performance quickly. Go to my website at sexualhealthformenpodcast.com to get the book, The 5 Common Costly Mistakes Men Make When Facing ED. I would appreciate it if you subscribe, leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen, and just know that you can have sexual vitality for life. I appreciate you. Until next time.